Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your boys, LC and the Breadman, holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us live and direct at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, our show is being brought to you by State Farm Insurance. For all your insurance needs, whether it be auto, home, life, rental, shoot, they got insurance for everything now. Whatever you need, give them a shout. Go to statefarminsurance.com. Tell them you heard about it on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Our show is being dedicated to Lawrence Leathers. For those that don't know who he is, he recently passed away. Actually, as of last night, he was a Grammy award-winning jazz artist and musician. Our hearts and prayers go out to his family on his passing. What is the word there, Brad?
Well, you kind of brought me down on that passing, but I'm going to say it anyway. Thank God for arresting Scott Peterson. That's the word, man. For those of you who don't know, he was the spineless jellyfish sheriff that ran from the Parkland school shooting last year.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? We know.
When legislators and district attorneys, when they want to get somebody, they're going to get you. You know what I'm saying? So that just shows the unbiased. That just shows the unbiased and the bias on a lot of these cases we've talked about on this show in the past couple of years, man. So when the law officer takes the oath, it is his duty, just like down in Virginia Beach. You know what I'm saying? You are considered a hierarchy in that land of security, law enforcement. You know, you take an oath and you're bounded by the state to, you know, life or death. You know what I'm saying? That's what your job is to do, is to go and protect the property and the citizens. And they finally charged him after he retired, you know, and I'm glad justice is going to be done. So it's going to be a long haul. It took them 14 months just to arrest him. But that is the word today, man, on my behalf. So let's see how
that
goes.
He goes up, Brad, on the word. He goes up on the wall of shame.
Yeah.
And that's where he deserves to go. I mean, if you're a peace officer, you're actually on duty 24/7.
He's not even a peace officer. He's a law officer. Peace officer is a little different. You know what I'm saying? Because they're behind the prison walls.
Right.
He's a law enforcement officer out there in the field. Supposed to be protecting the school.
Paid to do so.
Duty. You know what I'm saying? Because we got officers out there that's killing our folks, black and brown folks, on this.
Yeah, well,
the smallest and simplest thing.
He probably... he probably killed people because he didn't do his job.
He didn't do
so
his job.
People unfortunately lost their lives because somebody was a coward. That's essentially what happened.
Yeah, and they talking about giving teachers guns. You know, law enforcement running. What are teachers gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was a big chaotic mess, man. So boils my blood to hear that. That's what they're paid to do.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So they got it right, and I just want to say the Virginia Beach law enforcement and the legislator, what they did by giving recognition to those who have passed, just like we do in other media outlets, to name them and give them credit on their accomplishment was one of the best things I've seen. You know, even though it's in sad times, but for them to honor them, you know, just a day after them being, you know, slaughtered like that, massacred, shot down in cold blood for no reason. You know, I commend them for doing that, you know. So that was very well done in that time frame. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to wait a month or nothing. They did it right away, and they honored them right away. So that was really touching to see that.
Absolutely. Brad, for those that don't know, I think Brad's talking about Ryan Keith Cox, who gave his life to save others there during the Virginia shootings this past week. He stepped in and he actually told people to go barricade the doors, and he made sure other people were safe and risked his own life. And yes, he is a hero. He's a man that, you know, decided somebody's got to stand up. And so our prayers go out to all the victims, families. It's just a tragedy. You hear about this more and more. People just deciding to be disgruntled for whatever reason or sick. I mean, it's various different things, mental illness, but you know, some of it's just it's people just decide that life isn't worth living. To me, some of it's, you know, a coward action. Others, you could say it's mental illness, but you know, these people had nothing to do with that, with this guy, and shouldn't have lost their lives. But unfortunately, this is just one of many incidences which is on the rise. So more needs to be done. And hopefully, we can have forums. We educate people on, identifying people who may. I think this person might have been a disgruntled employee. Understanding he was given this pink slip. Don't really know the whole situation, but I believe he was disgruntled and he came back and decided to kill people. So. But in a lot of cases, there is mental illness and other things that are going on. So we need, you know, across the country, people need to be better educated to identify when people are sick and get them help before they hurt other people. And so with all the cutbacks by the federal government, I mean, you used to have large institutions, you know, like out here. You know, we used to have a facility called Pilgrim State Hospital where it used to house a lot of these individuals that were sick. If they had an ailment, a mental illness, but now a lot of those people are put in homes or just put out into the street. So it's not a good situation. So the only thing I could say we could do is awareness and demand that funding go to programs to help these individuals.
Yeah.
So, until that happens, we're going to have, unfortunately, more situations where people are losing their lives. So, well, Brad, I guess trying to, segue into some happier news.
Yes, yes, let's get it.
Jay-Z,
let's get it.
Jay-Z is a billionaire. Now, depending on who you believe,
I believe
everyone
it.
Everyone thought that Dr. Dre was the first hip-hop billionaire, but they're saying his net worth is actually a little shy of a billion, and Jay-Z surpasses that. So, depending on who you believe, that's as of Forbes. Forbes magazine declares Jay-Z the first hip-hop billionaire.
Yeah,
and
you got
so,
Beyonce on the side, you know what I'm saying? That helps.
Yeah, well, actually, that's not including Beyonce. With Beyonce, they actually made, as a couple, a billionaire status back in 2017. So this is all Jay-Z. A lot of his
network. She probably
owned
a couple.
Yeah, right. It's interesting, too, that Brad, he made investments in the Uber real estate, Tidal, which is the music streaming company, which everyone knows about now. Roc Nation, everybody knows about Roc Nation, how that's taken off. And he's also invested in liquor companies. He's got several different investments. So, you know, in short, he's made some great business decisions, and it's paid off. As well as, that's not including, he, when he became a music executive at Def Jam, part of his deal was he was going to get his masters back. So he owns 100% of his masters. So great business move by him. So he gets 100% of the check now.
Okay.
And so big up to Jay-Z. I mean, Dr. Dre's not hurting either. He's close to being, so give or take, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars probably. He's shy of a billion. So big up to Jay-Z for doing his thing and going from a guy who I remember back in the day when I was in the music industry trying to dib and dabble. He was out there grinding it right next to us with all his boys. What was it? Malik. All those guys that were with him at one point. He kept them down. He didn't forget them when he got on. All those guys that he was with him back then. And he really, he worked hard, man. So my hat's off to him. If I gave him anything, he worked on his craft. He did showcases. Big Daddy Kane looked out for him when Jay-Z was nobody. He used to come in, and Big Daddy Kane, you know, in between, you know, when he needed a break and he had to have somebody kind of keep the crowd hype, in between getting a nice little break, you'd have Jay-Z come in for half hour, 40 minutes, and do his thing. So that's the love Jay-Z got. So, and, you know, he's done some great things as well. You don't hear about some of the money he's donated and looked out for individuals. So he's out there doing it, giving back. So all hats off to those individuals out there that are, they don't forget where they come from. That's what it's all about. Do what you can to help your community. Help some in need. You can't help everybody, but you can try to make a difference. That's what it's all about. That type of money, you know, it's he's so. With that said, Brett, I know. Oh, before we move off money, because money has been big this week. Rihanna tops all women music artists as far as net worth. Net worth. She is worth over $600 million. She beats. Yeah, she's rolling. She's doing her thing. She beats Beyonce. Beyonce, I think, is worth, her net worth is about $400 million. And there's some other young women, or young ladies, I should say, on the list. But Rihanna's the queen bee, holding it down. Still bringing you those hits. So big up to Rihanna. I mean, she's been doing it for a minute now.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Just very consistent. I mean, somebody definitely would love to chat with at some point. Who knows? But big up to her. At one point, she was underneath the Jay-Z umbrella, Def Jam. Actually, Jay-Z discovered. They say Jay-Z discovered her. I don't know if that was the whole truth, but Jay-Z did have a lot to do with getting her out as a new artist. So, again, big up to Jay. As people once helped him, he's helped others. That's what it's all about.
That's it, man.
When he helps you, you help somebody else. And so we'll move off the money there, Brad, and kind of switch off to our other topic here in a minute. We're going to take a brief pause for the cause, get off the money bit, and come right back.
Cool.
Hi, this is Melba Moore, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Show.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
I'm music journalist Stephen Ivory on the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Hi, everybody. Dave Sim, Seattle Mariners TV announcer, and you're listening to LC and Jack with the Bread Man.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Adina Howard, and you are listening to the one and only LC and Jack Radio Show. Love you, boys.
Oh, we love you, Adina. Big up to Adina. She just had an unsung about a month ago done on her. So for those who didn't catch it, well done. And if you didn't catch the interview here, she did a tremendous interview with us a couple of years back. But it basically was the unsung song, you know, summed up. But we got it so much earlier here on the LC and Jack Radio Show. But definitely, no, nothing to take away from the unsung. She was candid. Had a good, really did a good job. And so congratulations to her. She deserves it. And she's somebody who definitely needs to circle back with. It's been a little bit. She's on tour, so go check her out. And, you know, she's got shorter hair now. I was just surprised because, you know, she had longer hair, but she's got a new look, got to change up, can't stay with the same look. She looks good, she's sexy, all that good stuff. So if you're a Dina Howard fan, you won't be disappointed. So check out Unsung, Dina Howard, doing that thing. So, Brett, yeah, definitely... one thing that I definitely wanted to talk about was that, before we get into the other subject, was that the Central Park jogger case.
Oh,
which kind of stirred back up. That was, what is it, five?
Central Park five? Now?
Yeah, Central Park five. And I remember the case. It's been a long time now, but they did a very good job. Was on 2020. I believe it's been on Netflix. And just amazing, you know, how kids got railroaded, but it still happens today.
Yeah, all
so,
the time.
Yeah, still happens today. And they if you didn't see it, definitely go on demand or online. Here in New York, big case. Five African Americans, young boys, you know, were accused of a crime they didn't commit. And they basically were, you know, it's unfortunate, but this we talk about this all the time, Brad. It's representation's everything. And if you don't have good representation, you know, they got railroaded. And a big piece of it was they didn't have a good attorney. Good attorney would have got them off. There was no DNA, there was nothing on them. But they were in, you know, being held so long for by the police, but getting testimony.
Probably probably tortured and
they
beaten.
Changed
too.
Their testimony. They yeah. changed the testimony and said they did it, and they made up all this. They made up because they just wanted to get out of the interrogation room. They were in that room for such a long time. And when you watch it, they kept changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the jury should have never convicted it. I give the one lady credit who was on the jury. She said she shouldn't have voted to convict them. And they get it, right? You know, the prosecutors did a great job on kind of portraying what they said happened, but it didn't happen that way. So, get a chance. I don't want to tell you the whole deal, but it's a landmark case here in New York. But unfortunately, this happens across the country. So definitely check out. It was a special done in 2020. It was done last week. Central Park Jogger, New York. So if you're not familiar with the case, please check it out. Unfortunately, this happens to blacks, and not just blacks, minorities, on a regular basis. So, check it out and hit us up. And we can talk about the next show or whenever, but definitely a landmark case. But that said, there, Brad, have you been watching the basketball, the NBA Finals?
You know what I told you, right? If they don't win the first two, it's over. They had their chance, man. How you go 5 minutes without scoring? Minutes and 14 seconds. And people getting hurt on the Warriors. They left the door open, man.
Warriors banged up, man. That the Warriors.
They left the door open. They left the door open for them to win. They could have been up 2-0. Had Drake over there looking like a puppy dog. Sad. He wanted to suit up.
Yeah, Drake
is
super fan. That's what they call him. Super fan.
Made Iguodala look like a superstar. You know what I'm saying? He banged up. He looking like a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Thomas gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? Curry was the only one doing anything. And no Durant. Come on. They ain't got nobody else. Livingston ain't doing nothing.
Well, game three is it. They need to win game three. I mean,
they have to.
They win game three. They're right there. I mean, Golden State's banged up, man.
Yeah, they beat it. They had them. They had to go up 2-0 to even have a chance to go to game seven. You know what I'm saying? Cause they got the last two games at home. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because they had a better record.
Home.
Oh, they don't do the 2-3-2 no more?
No,
they don't do the
2-3.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
they switched it up. It's 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2,
1-1,
and 1. That's it.
Okay. I thought they did the 2-3-2. Okay.
Nah, it wasn't fair,
okay,
man. Good. I mean, it's like, three games. You'd never win three games the home team. It's just the odds against you.
Okay,
they
so it was 1-1-1. Okay, I was thinking it was 2-3-2.
They used to.
Yeah, I remember
that,
man.
Years ago.
They be changing the rules. You know me and rules.
The Knicks back in against the Rockets.
You know me and rules, man. I be hating they changing these rules every time, man. They be killing me. I'm old school. I like to keep the rules the same. Especially that football with that overtime. Oh, that kills me, man. I can't stand it.
I hear you.
Stand it. Replay with baseball. Come on, you don't need to go to videotape with baseball. The umpires are there. Just put more men in the. Just put more umpires in the field, man. Come on, man. Replay? Come on. You know I'm not high tech at all with that.
Look what they're doing with football. Football's.
I know, man. Football's gonna be playing like
Saints,
the Jetsons, man.
The Saints got robbed, so now.
Yeah.
They want to replay everything.
And only thing
crazy.
They need video. Only thing they need video because I was watching Serena. You know when they do. I heard they don't use the thing with the clay or something. I'm like, what? I didn't know that. You know how they do the when the ball goes out of bounds, they don't do it on clay.
Oh, it's not
when
on
they
clay.
Do it on, when they do it on court, they use the that smart thing where they show the ball going out of bounds on a regular, but they don't do it on clay. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't know that. That's a new rule that I heard too. Because when she beat that girl the other day, I was watching her, and it was a couple close calls, and it was the announcers was talking about they don't use that video replay or that sensor that shows if the ball is in or out on clay, so they go by the markings of the ball from the clay mark. Versus the regular tennis court, they'll use that machine to see if the ball goes out or in. I'm like, wow. I learned something new on that one, too.
Every day you can learn something new, which is, every day, you know, things change. They don't stay the same. So, but very interesting. But before we wrap up, I definitely do want to give a big up. Recently, I guess about 2-3 weeks ago now, multi-billionaire Robert Smith.
Okay.
He was a keynote speaker at Morehouse, and he pledged to pay all the students that graduated, pay off all the student loans. So big up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mr. Robert Smith, he's a 5-time billionaire, big time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they've been playing
that.
Yeah,
he's doing his thing. Big up too for MJ, and I don't mean Michael Jordan. I mean Michael Jackson. And this is something I didn't know, is that Michael Jackson, through UNICEF, has given over 250 students scholarships over the years. And he used to do many concerts and dedicate all the monies to UNICEF for these scholarships. So Michael was like
I don't want to say
the first one, but he was, they said he was very key to UNICEF giving monies to students, especially to black colleges through UNICEF. So big up, and I believe the scholarship program is still going on today. Big up to MJ, baby, because he kind of led the way of giving back and allowing students to have a way to go to school. So through these scholarships. So yeah, Michael Jackson, they want to tear him down, but he was a good brother.
Yeah,
he did what he could do. The past, his, if you listen to his music, to me that speaks volumes.
Oh yeah.
So listen to his music and you'll get the vibe from Michael.
Yeah.
Now you can only listen to some of the negativity and all that other stuff, but listen to his music.
Yeah.
His music isn't violent.
That's how people are, you know. And it doesn't matter what level, you know. Even though in our eyes Michael's an icon, superstar, but look on a regular person, you know, from your hood or whatever. If there's gossip or there's, you know, jealousy or envy, it's going to happen across the board, man. That's the way society is. It's been that way a long time, before we was even born, you know. And somebody on his status, you know, even though he was peculiar in his ways, you know, the way he grew up and stuff like that, and, you know, but he lived above of a lot of things. You know, he strived for the best for people. And people see a weakness in you, they're going to go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a human.
It happens
being.
All the time.
Wasn't perfect.
No.
Nobody's perfect, though.
Yeah, and it touched my heart, you know, when he passed. You know, I was like, damn, I couldn't believe Mike Jackson was gone. And then I didn't want to tear him down after he's gone. You know, like we said before on one of the shows, that Michael would never go commercial with his music, and now that he's gone and his mom's sold the rights to the Beatles catalog and all that, you know, stuff, now his music is on these jingles now, all on the commercials and TVs, prints too, same thing with his catalog, you know, whoever is running his estate is selling all his music to these commercials. They on insurance commercials and
he's making that money.
TV
he's making plenty of money. They're making plenty of money.
But those two icons would have never done that if they was alive. That's the thing. You know, I was a fan of both of them. You know, I hate to hear their jingles being used for, you know, their songs that they put out, you know, used for jingles now. And it just takes away, you know, the popularity of the song, you know, just to use it as a jingle, just to make money, you know, like you say. You know, they're capitalizing on the estate that's been sold out, you know. Big time.
Well, yeah. Well, you only could do when they were alive, they left their mark. So
yeah,
that's what you have to go by. You know, when you pass on, even any of us, you have
yeah.
to make your mark when you're here. When
yeah.
you pass on,
made
there's
the
nothing
mark.
You can do about whatever you leave behind.
Yeah, that's
you got
true.
No say, man.
Yeah.
You got no say
you got
unless
none.
You left a will.
It's showing now. It's showing now. That's it.
That's it. That's it. So, but, you know, it's, but he left so much music behind both of them. So, we will all, he will never be forgotten, excuse me. So, neither Prince or him will ever be forgotten. They'll live forever. And that's what happens when you're a musician. Your music will live forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the occupations where people, you touch, you don't even realize how many people you touch.
Yeah. Some people not even hear that. He's going to touch them when they get here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's people that are not born, right, exactly. People
yeah,
that are born you know? Now, and they'll be
yeah.
fans. I mean, Michael Jackson fans because
yeah.
they'll hear the music and yeah,
the videos.
So true.
Yeah,
that's right. And live forever. So
well, I got a couple of things on YouTube, so hope mine live on forever too.
There you go. There you go.
I gotta
you
push
know.
It out there before I push out, man. You know, we gotta
that's
do
it.
One, LC. We gotta do a duet, man.
We definitely.
No Ebony and Ivory.
No, no. We'll get on the visual aid here because everybody wants the visual, so
yes, sir.
We'll get on it. We'll get on it. That's most. We also make sure you tune in. We got some guests coming down the pike here, trying to nail down some dates. So make sure you stay tuned. Some good guests, and actually some recurring. We got a couple old guests that want to come back on, so we're gonna make that happen. So, what do you got there, Brett, before we wrap the show?
All right, I got a little list here. I got a long-distance friend, Alicia, from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. I'm going to give her a shout-out tonight. And out there in Elk Grove, California, I got Akia. And down in Fairfield, New Jersey, I got Miss Sassy Doll, Mia. I'm going to give her a big shout-out on the LC and Jack show. Miss Monique from Beverly Hills, California. I want to give her a shout out tonight on the LC and Jack show. And my special friend, Miss Armani and her man, Tony, a.k.a. Harlem's Finest. I want to give her a shout out tonight on the LC and Jack show. And I got another friend from down under, Miss Ginger Fox, a.k.a. check this out, LC. The Field Nigga, number 17. She told me that's her AKA name. So I want to give her a shout out from down under, man. Miss Ginger Fox,
wow.
AKA Field Nigga, number 17. I don't know what that means, but hey, that's what she told me to say. Out in Dallas, Texas, I want to give a shout out to Miss Tina, AKA Fine Sugar Shug, on the LC and Jack radio show. And last but not least, out there in Menlo Park, California, I want to give a shout out to the Quadruplets. The mother is Adrian, and she has three daughters. One is named Ariana, Akela, and Abria. Man, I got those names down. They all start with A's. That's why I call them the Quadruplets. Those are my shout outs tonight on the LC and Jack radio show.
Big shout, birthday shout to my wife, Elizabeth.
All right,
celebrating her birthday, so.
All right,
happy
tell
birthday.
I say what's up.
Absolutely, so.
Got to come up the hill soon, LC. Come up the hill.
That's it. Let's make it happen. But with that said, we thank you again for your gracious support. Look forward to seeing you guys again shortly here on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Hit us up, social media. Hit us, let us know what's good and what's happening in your area. Until
yeah,
next
man.
Time.
Yo, LC, I need 8 tickets for the boat ride, man. I need 8 tickets.
I don't know,
I'm gonna
man.
Drag
it's gonna
7
be tight.
People with me, man.
It's almost sold out,
yo.
Man. It's tough.
Oh, man, I'll see you Friday, man. I need 8 tickets. Come on.
I'll
check out
I
the
do.
Boat. It's 600 passenger
it
boat.
Is.
I know I can get 8
it
tickets, goddamn it.
It is, man. I seen.
I looked it up, man. I said, wait a minute. It got 600 passengers on there.
Yeah,
hey,
it's
I
not
know
a boat.
It's
a yacht.
Yeah, I seen
yacht.
That thing. Big
yeah,
yacht.
600.
I need 8, man. I'm hit you up. I'm coming through.
All right. Well,
tickets,
we'll talk
man.
Offline.
All right.
Stay
good.
Safe. Stay sound. God bless.
Peace.